I'll get back to the business at hand, but right now we go around the globe, so to speak. A little football today, shall we?
Yeah, let's go.
Aiden Childs just threw another interception.
Okay, then. Let's talk about college football here. All righty, then.
Stop it. And another one. Stop it.
We're never going to get through this, are we, Rico? Nope. Never going to get through it.
Start. Let's go.
Let's start. Turn the sounder off.
Let's go.
I can. You're right.
Don't take my joy.
Let's start in Tennessee, where Tennessee went on the road and beat Oklahoma 25-15. And I get everyone wants to talk about offense and what Nico does for Tennessee. Let's talk about that defense, though, because that unit nationally ranks second in total defense, second in rushing defense, and third down defense.
Are you serious?
Yes. Yeah,
but again, guys.
Oh, but
look who they've played.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. I was about to say, okay.
And Oklahoma, I mean, what a turd Jackson Arnold is. He got benched for guy I never heard of. I mean, Tennessee fumbles inside their own five. Arnold goes, no, here, take it back. Fumble Ruski. Look, James Pierce is a top 10 overall pick. You can't sleep on the rest of the line. They look like the other team that might be talked about in the national championship conversation with the Georgia, with the Texas, with an Oregon. Look, that was a big game. Yeah, that was everything for Oklahoma, and you went to their place, and you largely
Heupel
dominated.
Going back home. Okay, yeah.
I'm just saying, maybe they've elevated. And Nico had the one deep post that was a Mahomesian throw.
It was.
The ball was 2 feet off the ground for 40 yards. Doesn't even make sense.
So let's move over to Oklahoma State, because something's wrong here.
Everything.
Sure, the final score was 22-19, but they were down 22-3 at one point. They benched Alan Bowman, then struggled again, and then brought him back in the game. What is going on there?
You want first dibs?
They're not good.
Okay, nuanced.
No. Here's the thing. They seem to be like, oh, well, you know what? Everybody's gone from the Big 12. Here's your chance. You get to be the top dog. And they are falling they're falling without any help, David. I don't understand, but I actually do, because this is one of those teams that every year you're told they're going to be good. They're going to be good. And then they're not. And I see this as I let the one game they played. I'm like, okay, you're allowed one, but they didn't have their starting. Utah didn't have the starting QB.
Cam Rising.
Rising.
Out. Here's the secret to the sauce with Okie State, and this is the part I can't explain. They return their line intact. They're all old men. These are veteran O-linemen. The same guys who helped Ollie Gordon be a Heisman Trophy candidate. They can't run the effing ball.
Last time I checked, Ollie's still there, right?
Yeah, and they couldn't run it against Tulsa, so you knew they weren't going to run it against the Utes.
Yeah.
That's a brutal loss. By the way, here's your reward, Okie State. Enjoy a trip to Kansas State after a terrible loss in Mormonland. Go smoothly.
Yeah, Kansas State didn't look well, but they will be at home in that matchup, which helps them. Let's talk about the group of five chaos that we seem to have now. We have Memphis. They beat Florida State last week. Northern Illinois beat Notre Dame in week two. Toledo looked good and beat Mississippi State last week. Well, they all lost this week. Memphis lost to Buffalo. Memphis lost to Navy. Buffalo lost to NIU. And Western Kentucky beat Toledo.
Which means, as I've been saying all year, Boise State is going to be
your rep. That's what I was going to ask you.
Because there's no universe we're letting Falwell sit in the corner and get in on the action. That ain't happening.
What about James Madison? They beat North Carolina.
Go to hell. I want Ashton Gentry on a national stage with those beautiful stencil Bronco helmets.
I thought Northern Illinois, it was the Costa. It was the value pick. Like, you could get them on FanDuel. They were plus 4,000 just to make the playoffs.
And then you know what Thomas Hammock did? He slid his pants off and sat on the bowl. You come home off a bye after beating Notre Dame, and you lose to the State University of New York at Buffalo? Hey, Thomas, go cry on TV again. You bum.
Yeah, he's crying all
right. What a bum. Well, that's inexplicable, Rico.
Fortunately, I have a parlay with Boise in it, so we're still good. Go ahead.
Oh, well, your needs are all we care about.
I learned from the best.
Your own receipts, I see you're keeping.
Because I thought, especially Northern Illinois, you had the best win. You beat Notre Dame. All you got to do is not trip up on a matching Tuesday, and you'll be fine.
Well, get Hammock another roll. He's stuck on the bowl.
Well, the ACC teams, well, the top four ACC teams are showing you how to get it done in the transfer portal. They're all undefeated. Miami, quarterback, transfer portal. Louisville, quarterback, transfer portal. Pitt, transfer portal. Duke, transfer portal.
Aiden Childs, just for another interception.
You did this, David. I told you what to do, and you didn't listen to me.
David, Cam Ward is going to win Heisman, isn't he?
Probably. He looks really
good.
Now,
I know the final score doesn't say it, but you're missing a note here. They were in a dogfight with Central Florida, and then early in the half, Byron Brown, who's the entire, basically he's Denard Robinson for South Florida. Not Denard Jazz Hands on the side of the road. I mean, the quarterback who's the whole offense.
You are a problem today.
The whole point is he got hurt. USF, the backup came in, 17 interceptions.
Is that what happened? But yeah, because I'm looking at the halftime score like, oh boy.
Yeah, Byron Brown got hurt. And that was that.
Well, what I enjoyed from that game, and if you see this on social media, was when Cam Ward, they were on the goal line, he pointed to the USF defense. This is where we're going. We're running the ball right here in this zone right here. And they did exactly that and couldn't stop.
Yeah, it's easy when all of a sudden you're up by that much.
Right, exactly.
You're showboating.
Let's talk about another problem in the SEC. Nope, not Florida. We know what they are. We see what they are. Okay.
And Aiden Childs just threw in a triple coverage again.
Mike. Come on. Come on. David.
Did Aiden Childs miss another receiver that was wide open? I'm sorry.
That's a yes.
I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
Bad.
What do you want to know?
Talk about the Auburn Tigers, who have lost at home for the fourth time in the past six games. They are 0-2 against Power 4 opponents this season. And Auburn is 6-19 in their past 25 games against Power 5 foes.
War Eagle.
And it hasn't gotten better with Hugh Freeze because he may be the reason, because they've dropped 10 of his 16 games against FBS competition.
Ready? Rico for the win. Why is it not going well for Hugh Freeze? And don't say hookers. That was at Ole Miss. Why is it not going well? You know the answer.
It's the quarterback.
Bam! If you don't get it right at the quarterback spot in today's college football, you are effed.
So no to Peyton Thorne.
He benched him.
I know.
But you're right, man. That's why
Peyton Thorne shouldn't be an option.
The transfer portal earlier, like, these are guys that went to these schools, Pitt and Duke, Malik Murphy. Why can't Auburn get a guy like that? Eli Holstein, that came from Alabama.
You know what?
Why can't Auburn?
Because for some reason, Malik Murphy just had bad PR or a bad agent because nobody wanted this kid. So I didn't know what happened at Texas, but he ends up at Duke because they're the only ones that picked up the phone.
You know, the other kid, too. And he was a spring transfer guy where you could have got a look at your quarterback situation. But down at Texas State, McLeod, the old James Madison quarterback, he's in his seventh year. But he could come in as a stopgap and provide a high floor for you. I have no idea. Remember, Hugh Freeze, never forget, coached a game from a hospital bed in the press box at Liberty. Never forget.
That was amazing, and we had another amazing week in college football. That is
Aiden Childs, oh boy, interception.
That is your college football blitz.